We are only limited by weakness of attention and poverty of imagination. The great secret is a controlled imagination and well-sustained attention, firmly and repeatedly focused on the object to be accomplished. Okay. So let's go to Donna's. This is Donna's, like, what I would say, scholastic mind. This is how I write my notes. This is, I think scholastically, but now we're just going to go in the Cliff Notes version of that. And that is, we are to focus on our outcome, right? We're to focus on the, what it is we want, not the how that it's going to get there. And to remain our attention on that outcome. I want you to think about in your mind for a moment, if you could visualize this with me, if you've ever been to a race or like a marathon, when the race begins, there's a gun that shoots. And a lot of times it's confetti or there's things, but a million pieces of confetti go all over the place versus a laser. And that laser is one ray and it hits bullseye directly. Which one's going to be more effective, right? The confetti or the laser? Laser, exactly. Because it's focused. There's no other option. And so that's what I want you to remember. In spite of what is showing up in front of you, in spite of the struggle, we're not moved by the struggle. We're focused like a laser on what our outcome is. And I just spoke about this morning. I was speaking to a lovely woman on a Breakthrough to Life and Love call, and we were talking about outcome. And for me, my example was my outcome when I was going through this, my outcome was I declared my home to be a place of love and peace. Like, that's what my outcome, what I wanted. And what in my home, when you come in, it is a home of grace and love in spite of the circumstances that are going on around it. I wanted to come home to a family and a husband because I love and enjoy the sanctity of a marriage. I wanted to be married again. I wanted to have a partner or a soulmate or that person that is doing life with me, that loved me, that adored me, that loved and adored my children as well, that was committed, that was emotionally available. Right. My outcome was I was breaking the generational curse of divorce and separation and lack from my children and allowing them to create a new trajectory and a new path that they're not burdened with my burdens, right? That they have a clean soul path and that they are have a healthy map, an example and a model of what good relationships are. That was my outcome. And so I want you to think about today, because I'm going to ask you this every day. What is your outcome? So the first day may have been like, I want peace, right? The second day may have been, okay, I see, I definitely want peace. I want to be in a relationship with someone who, you know, adores me and loves me. And now today we're going to add on to that. I want you to get clearer and clearer and clearer, like focused, like a laser, not confetti, because what you could do something that I call mind mapping, right? If you're saying to me, Donna, this is great. I kind of know my outcome, but I can't quite see it. I don't know exactly what it is. Or maybe your outcome has shifted and changed and molded as a result of the work you're doing and you need to refine it. What I want you to do, and this is my hack, okay? Hack, and it works every single time. I love it. It's called mind mapping. You take a piece of paper or you take a whiteboard. I've taken big white sheets of paper. You could use anything. And I just put it on the wall and I begin to write everything it is that I want. Right. And I just write traveling, husband, relationship, money, well, like just anything you want. And it doesn't matter. You could have 1,000 pieces on the wall. And then you go to the most important thing. What is the most important thing? Now, the most important thing for you, maybe I need to get in balance with myself, rediscover who I am, reclaim my heart, recover my brilliance. I want to step up into my best self of how I'm showing up in the world. Your outcome or your most important thing right now will be like, okay, I've done some work on myself and I know I need to continue doing that, but my most important thing is bringing in a partner. And then when you realize what your outcome is, what's the most important thing for you right now, because it doesn't mean we cannot attract every single thing that's on that mind map, but we've got to focus on the most important thing first. Then you go to everything that you wrote down that relates to that most important thing. And that's what you're going to put in your outcome. And then you just whittle it down, whittle it down, whittle it down until it's a very focused statement, right? It's very clear and it's very concise. Because that's what we're going to be focused on. We want to have our focus because here's the fact. Love is your birthright. Love is your birthright. not only is your birthright, it's the fundamental necessity of life. We need it. It's like food. It's like air. It's like water. We need it. And I think to our demise, probably women, because we are so strong, because we are so resourceful, because we can multitask, sometimes we can operate like a camel when it comes to love. Right? We could be operating and no one would know on the outside how much we're starving on the inside, but that's not how we're meant to live life. We're not meant to live like a camel. We're meant to make manifest love in our life. Now, here's the key, and this is the whole premise of the Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond model, and this is something to really keep in mind. Those who go seeking for love only make manifest their own lovelessness. So if you aren't in love, now I want to repeat this. If you're not in love, doesn't mean your circumstances, you know, your circumstances could be what they are. But if you are not in love with yourself and you are operating from a lovelessness state, you will attract lovelessness. When you are loving in a loving state, this herein lies the work at DGB. This is why I say we don't have to go out there and find it. It comes to us. You don't have to find the love. It will find you because you are it.